Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
All right, Rich Casanova here, your host for this morning's episode. And it's actually, we're very excited. This is a pilot new show concept we've been kind of kicking around, Food and Beverage Radio. And very excited to have what a great lineup of guests here in the studio joining us this morning. And as the announcer said, we are, and it's on our wall, as I mentioned to our guest, so it must be true, we're Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. So inviting our guests to relax, feel welcome, no ambush questions, just going to have a great conversation about what you're doing in the business community, kind of make things happen and give back and support the local businesses and make things happen here in Atlanta. So let's just kind of welcome briefly to each of our guests, kind of say hi and what you might be chatting about. So first up, Lori Ford, you're the Vice President and Loan Officer for ARF Financial. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rich. I'm going to be talking about some exciting financing options that we have for restaurants and small business out in the market.
Nice. And you were here a while back on Pam Curie's show, the Franchise Business Radio Show, right?
Yes. We work with a lot of franchises as well.
Yeah. Franchise, independents, and even other types of businesses. But your real wheelhouse, your strong suit is in the restaurant arena, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's our roots, really.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, so we look forward to having a conversation with you and learning more about your business. And also joining us to the studio, Guy Thompson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good morning.
And you have a great history here. We don't want to give away too much information, so I'll let you kind of do the teaser because I'm tempted to give away the whole story. Yeah.
Well,
what are we chatting about?
I own Pity Pat's Porch Restaurant. It's Atlanta's oldest restaurant. Getting ready to celebrate our 50th year in 2 years.
Wow.
And we just did a major remodel, which includes an outdoor porch.
Okay.
And tomorrow, we're having a rockathon
to celebrate
the opening. So we'll tell you all about that. Very exciting.
Nice. And if they already didn't help close the deal, that's what you all do. Lori could have helped you with the finance for the porch there, yeah.
It's not too late.
Pennies for the porch. Okay, there you go. Oh, nice. Pennies for the porch.
We will talk.
Nice. Wow, look at that. Business already happened, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of here, yeah. All right. So welcome, Guy, to the show. And you also have another long history. We'll talk about that in a minute as well, right, before Pity Patch.
Yeah, proof of the pudding.
Okay.
And is largest and, we think, best caterer.
Yeah. So you only
hang
with the big brands, the big boys, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but it's been a good run.
All right, nice. And also joining us in the studio, Cowboy Mike. Is that
you
it?
You got it.
All right,
you
yeah.
Got it. Mike Hill from Atlanta here, and I'm going to maybe talk a little bit about what it was like to survive a screaming Englishman for 2 months. And, you know, how those kind of things can change your life a little bit and allow you to move in some different directions.
I'd say a little bit, right? If you're on a national TV show, whatever, yeah.
Definitely. So
I have some questions for you offhand, but we'll save those for your interview segment. Welcome to the show.
I really appreciate being here, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And also joining us in the studio is Justin Anthony. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you'll be chatting about a few different ventures you have going on, right?
Yes, I'll be talking about my restaurants, 10 Degrees South and Yebo, and then our new restaurant coming online at Ponce City Market, Biltong Bar.
Oh, okay.
And my mission to kind of introduce South African cuisine and wine to America in general, but specifically in Atlanta.
And I had just had an aha moment talking about those restaurants. From now on, the rule is for Food and Beverage Radio, you must bring some food or some beverage to the show, right?
Go.
Come on, guys. Nothing yet.
Getting hungry just thinking about it there.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so welcome to the show. Look forward to having a conversation with Justin Anthony. And the voice you just heard, you may know, is the president of the BBA, Buckhead Business Association, Greg Davis. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rich. Thanks.
Glad to be back. Yeah, returning guest. And you have some exciting news. Before we jump into that news, a little bit of background about yourself. You're a local CPA and as we mentioned, the president of the Buckhead Business Association, the BBA, as everyone knows it here, has been providing positive support for Buckhead businesses since 1951. Almost as long as Patty Pitch, right?
About the same.
Pity Pat. Sorry.
It's a lot of peas.
Right? It is. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a little older than that, but you're close.
Close, yeah. All right. So, and you're going to be talking about not only what's going on at the BBA, but the big exciting news is I'll let you kind of share with the folks and tell us what the big announcement is.
Yeah, we've got a signature luncheon coming up just next week, and are very happy to have Coach Dan Quinn, coach of the Atlanta Falcons, is our keynote speaker.
And this is his first keynote address officially in front of an organization since taking over the reins.
Yes, it is. He's made a couple of other events, but as far as a keynote speech, this is the first.
This is the one.
Happy to have it.
Oh, absolutely. Pleasure. So we're going to talk about the BBA and this luncheon, but right at the top, just go ahead. Do you have the notes handy on how folks can get tickets and the cost and the times and all that good stuff and location?
I do. You can contact our office at www.buckheadbusiness.org or call Smita Salenka, our executive director, at 404-467-7607. And tickets are $75 for members and $85 for guests
for future members.
We're growing and love to open it up for anybody.
Nice. And that's going to take place just two doors down from here.
Next Tuesday, right up the road at the Marriott Convention Center.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you can twist his arm or make that happen, but we're doing a show right about that same time. Maybe have him stop by, right, for a little teaser?
We're going to do our best.
I love putting people on the spot. Yeah. You'll make it happen. Yeah. Okay. So, and again, that's the Marriott Conference Center. The date again?
Next Tuesday, the 23rd.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, the 23rd. And for 11:30 to 1:30. Okay. Is where it's at.
Nice. Okay, so get your tickets for that. $75 to be, and you can do some selfies or some photos and say you were there at the very first
Absolutely.
Keynote address from the coach.
Yeah, as a season ticket holder for the Falcons, I'm really excited.
Oh yeah, yeah, big time. So, and we'll mention that again at the near the end of the show. We mentioned it on yesterday's show as well. So tell us, folks that are not familiar with the Buckhead Business Association, what's kind of your mission or the backstory?
Well, I think the Buckhead Business Association has been around about as long as I've been alive, since 1951, promoting individuals and businesses who either work or play or do business in the Buckhead community.
It's really kind of the de facto chamber of commerce, right? Because Buckhead not being an actual city.
It has that sort of feel. We work very closely with other Buckhead organizations, such as the Buckhead Coalition, Livable Buckhead, and some other organizations.
CID,
to promote anything pro-Buckhead, we're all for it. Just like your radio show.
I'm telling you, Buckhead business, just substitute radio or association, right?
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, give a kind of a feel or flavor of your events. I know every Thursday you do the breakfast over at the City Club.
We have a breakfast starts around 7:30. We're out promptly at 9 o'clock at the City Club of Buckhead at the Atlanta Financial Center. That's and then the third Thursday we have a social at one of the fine restaurants in the Buckhead area.
Well, for food and beverage, we should bring on maybe that spotlight, that restaurant here in Buckhead, yeah.
Well, this upcoming week is at Chama Gulcha.
Okay.
Probably don't pronounce it exactly.
Right. That's okay. I messed
properly,
up.
But that's where it's at this Thursday night.
Okay.
From 5 to 7.
Tomorrow night. Okay. So the Buckhead, so in addition to those events, you have obviously the board members, and you're looking for, how many members do you all currently have overall?
We have about 300 total individual members, and a little less than 200 businesses are represented in the organization.
Okay. And I'm going to put your sales cap hat on now as the president. So give us your best pitch and a reason for our listeners as a business owner or company would look to...
Well, I think the organization offers something for everyone in the Buckhead community. If you're a small business owner, gives you chances to network. If you want, we have some leadership opportunities for middle management type people, and always have a tremendous program at our breakfast meetings, and especially at these signature luncheons.
Oh yeah, and. So speaking of the luncheon, yeah, because you did the annual, you do an annual event also. You just had across the street the JW Marriott.
Do an annual event where we kind of change officers and set the new direction. This year we were fortunate to have someone from Spanx kind of keynoted that particular event. And this signature luncheon is really, Rich, kind of a middle of the year event, but it's very important because we promote the Community Service Awards, where we recognize outstanding Atlanta police officers, Fulton County Sheriff's Officers, or Atlanta firefighters for their activities over the last year. And it's they're selected, the winners are selected by the various organizations. And then on top of that, we recognize one of our own for what we call the Carl Bevins Service Award for their outstanding service in the organization over the past few years.
So that'll be part of the program in addition to the keynote address.
It will be.
And obviously great networking at the luncheon. That's a given.
It is.
Right,
absolutely. Yeah. if you can't, if you don't get that opportunity, you're not taking advantage of it.
And do y'all look for sponsors for that luncheon, or is that funded through the ticket sales? Or,
well, it's a combination. We have major sponsors of the organization and that we recognize throughout the year. We don't have a specific we do have a specific sponsor for
all right, we just got a news flash. We now have a sponsor for the luncheon, yeah.
Yeah, so we do have a specific sponsor for this event, and we're happy for all of our sponsors and what they do for the events.
Absolutely. So let's go back to, and actually I want to talk about your CPA firm in just a moment as well.
Okay.
Actually, let's go and talk about that, because I want to find out the coup of how you landed the head coach. But let's talk about your business and the CPA firm. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're a local CPA firm. Been in Buckhead since 1989. We have five partners, about 20 professional staff, and we service small entrepreneurial businesses and also education and not-for-profit organizations are kind of our two main focus areas.
Okay. And I was going to say Davis Metcalf, but it's Metcalf Davis.
It's Metcalf
Davis. Just don't tell Metcalf whatever. Yeah. Well, just between us, just go ahead and change it to Davis.
Metcalf, Buddy Metcalf is a longtime promoter of in the Buckhead area. He's kind of semi-retired now. He's where I'm hoping to be in a few years.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And do you all have a niche or a specialty or any area that a practice that you specialize
well,
in?
Well, I specialize primarily in the real estate business.
Okay. Yeah. And your website for that, for the CPA firm?
It's www.metcalf-davis.com.
Nice. And for the BBA one more time?
It's buckheadbusiness.org.
And that website is where they go for the tickets for the luncheon?
It is.
Okay, so let's finish now. Tell us, how did y'all land Coach Quinn?
Well, we've been working
he's
on...
He's not an easy guy to get it.
He's not, but we've got a reputation at Buckhead Business of having just very, very landmark speakers. I mean, Mayor Reed has spoken, Governor Deal has spoken, Bill Curry, one of my favorite people, is a Georgia Tech graduate, has spoken. So we started working on through one of our program chairman, Rob Smoe, who works for Jones Day, had a connection, and we started about three or four months ago working on getting him. And we had to be flexible on our timetable. We originally had this event scheduled for this week, and to meet Coach Quinn's schedule, we moved it to next week.
Okay. Nice. Well, one day, a couple more years when I grow up, maybe I can be a keynote speaker somewhere. Yeah.
We'll keep you on the table.
I'm not looking for an answer right now. Yeah. All right. So, Greg, pleasure having you in the studio. Help get the word out about your luncheon and what the good work you're doing over there.
We appreciate this radio station and all it's done for Buckhead Business Association this year. This is my third time on.
I know, right? Yeah, third time's the charm.
We really appreciate it.
You'll be taking on my job next week. Yeah. Nice. So stick around, and we'll continue the conversation. So up next, welcome back to the studio, Justin. Doing good so far?
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got quite an impressive resume. If you don't mind, I'm going to hit a couple of bullet points, and feel free to elaborate on this. But as you mentioned, you're the founder of 10 Degrees South. You reached your calling in the hospitality industry. And interesting enough, you're a recipient of Atlanta's Business Chronicle prestigious 40 Under 40 Awards. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
A select few, obviously. And in addition to you mentioned the other restaurants, but you're also 10 Degrees South. And in 2010, the release of the premier Napa Valley wine, the King of Clubs. All right. I want to hear a little bit about that.
Sure.
But interesting, you know, you were at... originally born in South Africa, right?
Yeah, I'm from South Africa.
From South Africa, okay.
Yeah.
But you moved here at age 23?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. But natural born soccer star.
Yeah, so my way to the hospitality industry was definitely not the usual path.
Right, yeah, yeah. So still active in soccer or
I don't have time? I play in charity. We played a charity event a couple of weeks ago for Soccer in the Streets just to raise some money.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that group. That's a great group.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I play in charity tournaments, but that's about it. My knees can't take it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Restaurant industry, what's the backstory? What inspired you to get into that field?
So my parents are chefs. My mom and dad are both chefs. And when I had knee surgery and, you know, my career was coming to an end pretty early, and my other passion was food and wine, having grown up around it. So I decided to open up America's very first South African restaurant. I was very passionate about the way I grew up around food and wine, and kind of noticed that there was nothing in America, nothing in Atlanta that was representing South Africa. So when I was coming towards the end of my career, I decided that I would open up a South African restaurant here in Buckhead. I was living in Buckhead at the time and decided I was going to do that. Everyone thought I was crazy and thought we'd be open for 3 months because they didn't know, you know, we're going to be serving hippopotamus or lion or, you know.
Right.
So people were kind of confused as to the whole South African element. But, you know, what they realized, you know, South African cuisine has a lot of different influences from a lot of different places around the world. Settlers that came in the 1700s. So you've got Portuguese, French, Dutch, Malaysian, Indian, and Mediterranean influences. So you can pretty much run the gamut. Somebody will always find something that they enjoy. And the wine industry goes back to the 1600s. So there's so much wine history, you know, that people are not aware of. So, you know, for me, it was a great thing. And I decided to do that and literally went from being a professional soccer player to waiting tables, managing a restaurant, learned the business from the ground up, and then found a location on Roswell Road in 1997. Opened in 98 and brought my parents out, who are still the executive chefs to this day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was at 10 Degrees South a while back for it was an after hours mixer networking event. Very impressive. Great venue. It was fabulous. Not only the food, but just the whole ambiance, everything. And so after that success, fast forward, what was the idea behind Yebo?
So, and it's actually pronounced Yebo.
That's what
Yeah.
Thank you. I was testing the other one.
Yeah. A lot of people say Yebo, but it's actually pronounced Yebo, which means Yebo. Yes in Zulu. It's an affirmation.
I'm getting my real Rosetta Stone is in the mail, so I haven't.
But yeah, so, you know, we were coming down from the downturn of the economy. We were kind of starting to come out of it. And the opportunity arose at the old Grape Space at Phipps Plaza. And nothing good had opened up in Buckhead in a long, long time. There had no restaurants had opened in a long time. A lot of restaurants had opened up in West Midtown,
right.
Inman Park. I live in Buckhead. I'm very passionate about my community and the Buckhead area. And, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, I took the chance and said, you know what, I want to do something. I want to open up something cool. And I'm happy I did because a lot of restaurants followed after that.
Right. And so back to South Africa, how often do you get back there? Or do you have family there?
I just got back. I was there in February for a month.
Okay.
I was actually out there as a guest of the wineries. Okay. And so it was some pleasure and some business, mostly pleasure. Obviously, touring wineries is a lot of fun. But I was blown away. You know, South Africa, it was the first time I'd actually been back in 13 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was the first time I'd been in wine country in 15 years. And how far they have come blew me away.
I've had some South African. Well, I'm not a wine expert, but of the wines that I've had from South
when
Africa,
we first, first opened, there wasn't a lot of quality available. So people tasting it for the first time would have thought like they wouldn't have been impressed. But they've come a long, long way to where we are today.
So when you went back to South Africa, did you open a hamburger, American hamburger joint back there?
Let me tell you, South Africa makes some of the best burgers and pizza in the world.
Okay, yeah. All right, so. So when you were back there, you were there for the entire month?
I was there for the entire month.
Visited
four different cities. My hometown of Johannesburg, Durban, which is on the coast, like kind of like Florida, Safari for a week, and Cape Town in the winelands for a week.
Yeah. I have some friends from, what's the island? Mauritius.
Beautiful.
Over there. Yeah. And they go through Cape Town.
Yeah.
Fast now back to the Pont City Market. What's this concept?
So Pond City, I'm really, really excited about. You know, Pond City is going to have all these wonderful chefs, all James Beard Award-winning chefs from around the country. It's a really foodie-driven food court, if you will. And for us to be able to showcase South African cuisine is really, really an honor. And I'm really, really excited about, you know, being able to be on that stage playing with these big chefs. We're going to be doing a concept called Biltong Bar. Biltong is South African beef jerky. It differs from beef jerky in that it's air-dried. There's no preservatives. There's no chemicals of whatever of any kind. The meat is literally seasoned and dried. And so we'll be serving beef jerky, savory pies, which are very popular in South Africa. So, you know, meat pie, chicken pie, chicken curry pies, stuff like that. And then South African wines and cocktails, specialty cocktails. And you'll be able to dine in or take it to go. So you can grab jerky on the go, you can grab a pie. And, you know, Pond City is going to really do good for the food culture of Atlanta. And I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. So what's the timetable for that?
We're shooting for the end of August.
Okay.
You know, so I would think beginning of September latest, but we're shooting for the end of August opening.
Yeah, Labor Day would be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so price points for these restaurants, are all they kind of about the same range?
No, so 10 Degrees South is our fine dining restaurant. Okay. It's authentic South African cuisine, and it's more fine dining, white tablecloth. And, you know, it has different rooms. You've got the fine dining up front. You also have the bar at the back with the patio, which is more loungy. But, you know, 10 Degrees South, you're looking at about $50 to $55 a head dining. Yebo is kind of like the small brother, small sister, if you will. It's, you know, it's more small plates. It has a little bit of a southern cuisine, you know, twist on it because I've been in Atlanta for 20 years. So, you know, we do things like fried chicken with peri-peri, which is a South African spice. And so there has... It has some southern cuisine and some American cuisine mixed in with the South African influence, and it's more of a $30 a head.
Okay.
And then Biltong Bar is going to be more fast casual dine-in. It's going to be $10 to $20 a head.
Okay, that's nice. You cover the whole spectrum with it, right? So I don't know where this question is coming from. I'm just thinking like, what about any future, like a coffee house? Are they known for South African?
Yeah,
for their
coffee houses are huge in South Africa. So, I mean, there's a lot of concepts we have. You know, the beauty about what we're doing is that South Africa has so much to offer cuisine-wise, and we're able to spread it out over one city as opposed to having to leave the city. We can spread it out and introduce different parts of the cuisine to Atlanta. But yeah, coffee houses are definitely huge, and we've
been
looking
possibility at bringing that to Buckhead or to the Atlanta area.
Yeah, we've been looking at a couple new concepts to open in Buckhead.
Okay, cool. And now you mentioned your parents. You work with still day to day with your
still day to day. My mom.
How's as Dr. Phil would say, how's that work out for you?
Look, you know, I'm blessed. I'm an only child, so you know we have a great relationship. My mom does all the traditional dishes. All to this day, she does the desserts, and she's in the kitchen every day. My father does the beef jerky and our sauces, and you know it's a great relationship. As in any partnership or family, you know we have our days and our moments, but you know we push through it pretty easy.
Well, if they're ever looking to adopt someone, I'll volunteer to open the coffee house. I can't speak South African, I can't cook, but other than that, I'm good to go. All right, so you talked about the wine industry. What's your background or that?
Yes, I'm very passionate about wine. You know, my parents are chefs. I never picked up that gene. You know, I'm not a cook, but I did pick up a love for wine and spirits. And so wine became my passion and kind of, you know, I dove in and learned everything there is to know about wine. And so a few years back, I became friends with the Mondavi family, with Robert Mondavi Jr., fourth generation winemaker. His wife Lydia is from Atlanta.
Oh wow!
And so I was carrying his wines, was a fan of his winemaking, and started going out to Napa Valley and visiting, and always wanted to do a wine. And the opportunity presented itself a few years ago, and myself and a partner out in Los Angeles partnered with Rob Mondavi Jr. And the three of us started a wine called King of Clubs, and it's a very very high end Napa cab. They're kind of dubbing us the new cult Napa wine. And we go up against Screaming Eagle, Harlan, you know, the big boys, and very small production. But it's a great wine, and it's been a great education for me. You know, I thought I knew a lot about wine until we made this wine because I was very involved with making of the wine. So I spent a lot of time in Napa Valley with Rob and making the wine, and I didn't know anything, and I still don't know as much as I thought I knew.
Wow. So any future endeavors besides coffee houses? Or
We're looking at opening up a couple new restaurants, you know, but still not finalized.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And have you been on the Napa Valley wine train? Did you ever do that when you were
out
there?
I've never done
that. Oh, no. Man, that's the ticket out there. Man, I tell everybody, you've been to Napa, you got to go on the wine train. It's awesome. I mean, it's like white linen. and you cruise through Napa Valley, scenic view everywhere you go, and they stop at a bunch of vineyards along the way. You get off, you don't have to drink and drive, and you enjoy the wine tasting, get back on the train, have a meal. I mean, it's that's the ticket.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of train trip.
Maybe you can bring the wine train here, too, or the MARTA wine train. I have a lot of good ideas and not some good ideas, yeah. All right, so Justin, pleasure having you in the studio. I've enjoyed your restaurants, and pleasure to meet you here in person and have you on the show. And stick around. Maybe you have some follow-up questions from our guest here. And remind our listeners the best way to find out about all your goings-ons.
So 10 Degrees South's website is www.10degreessouth.com. And then Yebo is www.yeborestaurant.com, and that's Y-E-B-O. And Biltong Bar is www.biltong-bar.com.
All right, and look forward to that opening maybe Labor Day around that time of the year. So thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, so up next in our studio, we have Mike the Cowboy Chef, Mike Hill.
How about just Mike?
All right, how about just Mike, yeah. Okay, and we were mentioning earlier, you were the participant of Fox TV show MasterChef Season 3.
I was, you bet.
All right, nice. Mike Hill's become more than a TV personality between his consulting business, trucking company, and family. Mike also devotes time to learn new cooking techniques and experiment with flavors of the South. So welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me and following Justin here.
Right.
I've learned a lot from him already, so I want to connect with him after the show.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, $1.50 for every page of notes that you're taking.
Yeah, no kidding. I hear you.
So let's talk about the show. How did that come about, or what was your tell us your backstory before you just don't end up on a show like that, right?
Well, yeah,
what
you
were
do,
you doing?
Man. I just really? took a selfie and I sent it.
Come on.
No, what happened was I don't come from a cooking background.
All right.
My parents, they both cook, but you know, none of them are chefs or anything like that. And for some reason, I developed a love for food and for cooking. Mainly because I like to eat.
Absolutely.
I'm a pretty big guy. I know radio doesn't show that, but I'm a pretty big guy and yeah. I got a big appetite. So at an early age, we'd go to restaurants and things like that, and I'd taste something in a restaurant, and then I'd go to my mom's kitchen and smell different spices and, you know, start throwing things together and realize that, you know, I have a knack for that. I can kind of do that, and I'd be cooking for my family by the age of like 11, 12 years old for, you know, family gatherings and things like that. So I got married to a beautiful Colombian woman named Margarita, and she just fell in love with my cooking immediately. And
then you second, yeah.
And then me second, exactly. That's right. And she kept – season one came out, and I didn't pay any attention to it. I'm not a big reality TV guy at all. And season one came out, and she told me about it. She says, you gotta watch this thing. You got to watch it. It's a bunch of amateur cooks that are cooking on TV in L.A. So I'm like – whatever. I watched one episode or something like that. Season two came. She watched the whole thing and recorded it. And then in between two and three, she heard on Fox News in the morning that MasterChef was going to be having a casting call that Saturday. She told me about it. I said, I'm not good enough to do that. I mean, you know, they're the best in the world, amateur cook, so I don't forget it. Well, she came home with a 12-pack, which is really rare. And she liquored me, so to say, helped sell the deal, and we were sitting on the couch, and I signed up for it on the internet, and, you know, there was no backing out at that point.
Right.
I was a concrete contractor at the time. I ran a really good architectural concrete company here in Atlanta, did a lot of local work here, still do through consulting, but that's another story. So I had to work the next day. She calls me at 11 o'clock. She says, are you going to the casting thing? I said, nah, I'm not going to do that. She goes, you promised me.
Uh-oh.
You're doing it. And I said, okay, I'll do it. She goes, what are you going to cook? I said, I don't know. It's 11 o'clock, Mike. Right. You know, you got this thing at 1 o'clock. What are you going to cook? So I went to Publix. And the funny story is, you know, I just decided in 10 seconds, okay, I'll cook a grilled cheese sandwich and a bowl of soup. And that's what got me on MasterChef.
Oh, wow. That's the odds.
It was a pretty damn good grilled cheese sandwich. So then it was just a roller coaster ride, you know, going through the entire, because what they show you on TV compared to what it takes to get to that point is months and months and hours of camera work and interviews and lots of contracts like that thick.
Really? Wow.
Lawyers and, I mean, psychological interviews and all kinds of stuff. I mean, they just can't put anybody on TV.
Right. We can put anybody on radio, but not on TV. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. We didn't have you sign anything, right? Yeah.
Well, not that I know.
Well,
of,
actually,
not yet
at the front door, Judy did have you sign
that's
off.
Right,
yet.
That's yeah. right. Yeah.
Okay. So, so the season. How did that unfold?
The season was really it was amazing. Once you get there, you know, just to even see what goes into a production like that, it just is mind-boggling. Because if you think about it, you know, a movie may cost, and Atlanta's a great movie town right now.
Yep.
Everybody kind of knows that. It may take 6 months to film a movie, which right. is 2 hours long. We filmed a 14-episode or 13-episode reality show in 2 months.
Wow.
So from the time that we set foot off of the plane in L.A., until the time they kicked me out, it was on camera, whether it was interviews, right. whether it was so. I mean, it was just an intense, they dump you into the pot, and it's just intense filming, intense interviews from daylight to dark and way past every single day. And then, of course, you know, there's a whole lot of cooking involved in it, too.
Right, yeah. So you're like in a fishbowl that entire time.
In a fishbowl the entire time. And you know, everybody gets so attached to each other in reality shows, and, you know, you may see American Idol or something like oh, yeah. that and just say, I don't want to plug anybody, but you know, that's the one that came to mind. And you, everybody gets so attached and all that
oh, yeah.
because there's only, you know, at that point, 12 or 13 people in a competition
right.
and that's all you see all day long.
Yeah.
You spend the entire day waking hour right. with those people. So you get really attached to those people.
So you kind of form a bond or like an alumni.
Definitely. And I still talk to,
oh yeah,
I still talk to four or five of them from that season.
So how did you do in the competition?
I did okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to beat the blind girl. And she's the one that won season three.
Oh, okay.
And she's a really fantastic chef from Houston, Texas. She's blind and Oriental, but, Christine was really talented, but
right.
I got out 11th and there was like 30,000 people that tried
yeah,
out for
wow.
the show. 100 went to LA. And then the top 36 was really what started the show. And
yeah.
then from that point on, I came out at 11th.
Nice. So now, fast forward, what are you up to these days?
Well, actually, that whole experience, because being gone for two months,
yeah.
and being a concrete contractor, not having communication because we were sequestered,
right.
I didn't even talk to my wife for six weeks.
Really?
Was mind-boggling
wow. yeah.
and very detrimental to my business, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
I survived.
Right.
But, you know, 2 months of me not being having any activity in it at all really put a damper on it. So when I
yeah,
came
I would
home,
say so.
You know, my goal when I got home was get my business back on the road.
Yeah.
And when I did that, I brought it back to where, really close to where it used to be. And then I just sat there really chewing on, do I want to do something where, you know, my personal time is that critical? So, It had nothing to do with, you know, the economy or anything
right.
like that. I just decided I don't want to do it anymore. And
yeah.
I hooked up with another couple of contractors in town, and I said, you know what, I'm going to put you guys to work on a regular basis. And I started consulting full-time. And at the same time, I developed a trucking company because I wanted, you know, something that was stable.
Right.
Profit margins suck in trucking, but at least it's stable. You know, it's something going on all the
right,
time.
Yeah.
So I'm consulting full-time now, and I own a trucking company. And the reason that I did that is because, obviously, diversity is key. But also, it allows me to have a little bit more time with my beautiful children and my wife and start to kind of develop some of the things that are cooking around in my head right now
yeah.
in the food industry, because that's where my passion is.
Yeah, talk to me about that. I know you have some products to announce and what you're currently doing. But well, go ahead and talk about that. You have some food items or
well, I've got and actually I developed it. I got some really good advice from one of the producers in the show. When I got released, you know, you're not allowed to talk to anybody. They run you off into a room. We poked his head into a room and he said, put something in a bottle and sell it.
All right.
And I go, what do you mean? He goes, oh, I'll give you some feedback later.
Yeah.
So I'm into barbecue. And actually, when I got off the show, I was going to start a barbecue restaurant. And my wife's family, their entire family is in the restaurant industry.
Okay.
La Pria Mexican restaurants.
All
so
right.
there's quite a few of them around town, and it's really good, by the way. so I developed a concept, wrote a menu, talked to him about it, and he was on board. But then I sat there thinking, you know, I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. Do I want to spend all of their growing up years, you know, with
in
them
the
having
kitchen.
To come to the restaurant or
right.
seeing me in the kitchen? So
right.
I put that on hold, and I developed a spice line called Cowboy Mike's Rub All, and it's kind of a barbecue rub.
Right.
And I'm starting to bring that back.
Okay.
And I think in my life, timing is right now because I've got more personal free time because I'm not outside babysitting laborers all day
right,
long
right.
doing concrete work. So timing is right with that right now, and I think it.
Folks find out about the barbecue rub? What's you have a website?
Well, I've got the Twitter thing going on right now, and it's at Cowboy Mike Hill is my handle. The Facebook thing, and I don't know. There's too many HTTP.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Cowboy Mike from MasterChef. They can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
And you know, we've got some other things going on right now too that you know I don't have anything finalized with it yet, but they're going to be pretty big.
Well, maybe you can team up with Justin and bring a South African barbecue.
Well,
I don't know if there's such a thing or whatever, right?
Yeah. I'm where he was 20 years ago, so that's why his whole story was so exciting to me. And you know, timing is everything. So,
hey, Justin, barbecue's big in South Africa.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be because I'm a well.
It's really big. We call it braai.
Braai.
Yeah, B R A A I. But it's really big.
And I have a lot in common with some of the folks in South Africa, too. I am a gatherer as well. So, you know, that's kind of some of the things that I like to focus on. And I'm really, really getting more and more into the quality of food now into, you know, I don't want to say, you know, 100% organic all the time and things like that, but just natural ingredients, good food. I think that everybody should know where their food comes from. So that's going to be part of what I'm doing.
Nice. So maybe if you can perfect that sauce or the rub and get enough volume going on that and customer base, you can bring that to Shark Tank, to another reality TV.
Yeah.
I think that one's a lot easier.
I'm done with reality TV.
That was a question I was going to ask you. So no more reality in your future. But Shark Tank would be easy, right? Because you just kind of go in for a one-day deal. You don't have to
Shark
be sequestered.
Shark Tank wouldn't be a bad deal because you get kicked right away.
Yeah.
Or you get accepted
right
away.
Either
you
know, yes
it's
or
not
no.
2 months of build-up. Bam.
Well, it's business people that they make a quick decision. We're going to write you a check or not. And then they write you a check. Or even if they don't, you know, I mean, that exposure just for your brand alone. I mean, you can't go wrong, right?
Well, and I've got some
unless they really hate it, all five of them like, oh, spit it out. You know, then that might impact your brand. Yeah.
Very risky.
Right?
I've developed some other relationships right here locally because I love the focusing on local stuff. So
nice.
I've got some help with it. I mean, but no more reality TV, not unless they pay me.
Right, yeah.
Week.
Nice. All right, well, Cowboy Mike, great having you in the studio. And
thanks
for being on the show.
Appreciate being here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, look forward to new upcoming news about you. All right, and also now back to Guy Thompson. Thanks for being patient, waiting here in the studio for us.
Absolutely.
And as we mentioned, you're the current owner of Pity Patch Porch.
You did good that
time. Close enough. Yeah, I got it good that time. Yeah. Well, because I'm reading it this time.
A lot of P's.
It is, yeah. Throw another P in there, would you? Yeah. All right. So, Guy, tell us a little bit about your backstory before you, or how long have you been owning Pity Patch now?
I bought Pity Patch in the early 90s.
Okay.
It's been around since 1967. So I'm the second owner.
Okay.
Mr. Anthony was the first owner and the owner up until the point that I bought.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And as we mentioned, it's Atlanta's longest continuous running restaurant.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct, yeah.
But prior to that, 23 years, you led Proof of the Pudding, which most people in Atlanta know about. It's one of the, if not the premier, we'll call it the premier catering company.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And I didn't realize this. I've heard of the brand and obviously the company, but I didn't realize you began with just one exclusive contract.
Yeah, we had the Carter Presidential Center was our first contract.
Yeah.
And I was actually the second in charge at the Georgia Restaurant Association.
Oh, wow.
And my business partner, Phil Noyes, called me one day and he said, you know, there's this great little catering company available. And funny story about that was the gal who owned it, she actually called Phil and she said, I need some help here. She said, I'm working real hard. I'm not making any money, and I'm getting ready to marry a really rich guy.
That's a great setup for a movie or some book or a story.
So we said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take it off your hands. So we acquired the company from her, and she did some nice off-premise catering.
Right.
It was Proof of the Pudding at the time was one of the first to do kind of creative sort of things in Atlanta. It was, you know, 25 years ago. So, but and she... you know, just kind of handed it off to us, and we just saw an opportunity to grow the business, and so we went from one account, the Carter Presidential Center, to we have about 30 accounts now.
But big accounts.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the Georgia Aquarium and the Gwinnett Center and the Georgia International Convention Center, and you know, we're in exclusive in 30 venues, but we're also in many, many other venues as one of the preferred caterers.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you're near the top of the list on the book of list, right?
We're number one.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought it was one, but I knew you're in the, yeah.
Yeah, but just recently I sold my ownership interest in the company to my partner's son.
Oh, okay.
Adam Noyes. And I spent the last couple of years mentoring him in the business.
Transitioning.
And interestingly enough, the company got large enough where we needed a human resources person.
Wow.
And my daughter applied for the job, and she got it.
What's the odds? Yeah. Yeah, right.
So now I have a great picture. I should put it up on our website. It's Phil and his son and me and my daughter. It's the new generation.
Wow.
It's really cool, yeah.
It's interesting, the family business connections here we've spoken about in the studio. Yeah, I think everybody in the restaurant business, all three of you, have family in the business or in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you mentioned the GRA. What was your, how long with them?
I was with the Georgia, it was called the Georgia Hospitality and Travel Association,
okay, yeah.
GHTA. Greg probably remembers that.
Okay.
And I worked for Bob King. He was the president. And I ran the... you know, in a small organization like that, you do everything. But I ran the Atlanta International Wine Festival for many years.
Oh, wow.
And did all of our educational programming, got involved in membership and, you know, just everything, soup to nuts. And then the proof of the pudding opportunity became available. And then Phil and I, the Pity Pets opportunity became available. Mr. Anthony was... I think he was in his 80s at that time, and he was from Czechoslovakia, and he had come over to Atlanta and wanted to open a unique southern theme restaurant. And you know, he somehow he found out about Gone with the Wind, and he kind of adapted that theme,
right.
And he opened this authentic southern restaurant, and had a lot of Czechoslovakian people working there, including the manager, and it was just a nice way for them to come, you know, over to the United States and start working right away. So
right.
It was kind of an odd thing that, you know, there was a southern restaurant in downtown Atlanta, and there's a lot of Czechs in there running the place. You know?
Nice.
But then it just evolved into a family kind of a situation. We have people working there for three generations. Working in that restaurant.
It's an amazing, it's a great story. So beyond being the oldest restaurant, the food is fresh though, right? It's not, the food's not old, it's the restaurant's
as
old.
No, it's the same food the last 50 years.
Nice.
No, we're very,
For folks that haven't been there, haven't heard of it, or may have heard of it, not been there, what's your, what's the claim to fame as far as the menu?
It's old fashioned Southern.
Okay.
And there's nothing hip about it. We are the unhip restaurant. We are uncool. We are not the newest. You know, we like to say everything's new in Atlanta except us. But, you know, we're still rocking after all these years. And we people who most of our guests are folks coming from out of town or folks that are here and have guests coming from out of town and they bring them in. A lot of conventions and meetings and although we're downtown, we get a lot of business from Buckhead, and we appreciate that.
Well, like Greg had mentioned before we went on the air, he had been there. You'd been there for your junior, senior,
back in 1967, yeah. Wow. 68.
So a lot of great stories. I understand there's photos over the wall. Just
It's a Southern, authentic Southern experience. And you know, the thing that encouraged me to buy the place in the first place was if there had been 10 of those up and down Peachtree Street.
Yeah.
You know, which I would have expected there to be, like in New Orleans,
right.
You know. Then I would have said, well, it's just another one. But we have no competition. Merrimack's is not really downtown.
Yeah.
And then there are a lot of new Southern restaurants with the new flavors and kind of hip new Southern stuff, which is not us. But, you know, we just get a lot of people that come in and they just say, you know, we're in Atlanta. We got to go to Pity Pat's.
Yeah, it's
we're almost like an attraction as much as we are a restaurant.
I was going to say, like the varsity. You got to go, whatever, yeah.
Exactly. And so our menu is, we're famous for our fried chicken.
Okay.
And we do it the old-fashioned way. And then our second most popular item is our ribs. And we're going to, Mike and I are going to talk about it.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Another deal done. Yeah. Man, I should get people to sign paperwork before they come in.
You're going to have a heck of a commission, aren't you?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking about the Cowboy Mike special.
Oh, man.
I like the sound of that.
Big time. Dang.
Those are our two most famous items. And we have a combination of the, it's, you know, the, the combination is fried chicken and ribs. And so that's our number one seller.
Okay. I am getting hungry now. Yeah. Let's all take a break. Head down to Pity Patch. Yeah. You mentioned you're still rocking. So this segues into the Rockathon. Tell us about that.
Well, if you've been in the restaurant, and Greg, you'll remember from years ago, the whole upstairs has rocking chairs, old-fashioned rocking chairs. And, you know, in the Old South, it was common to just kind of rock and have a drink before dinner, that sort of thing. And that's kind of our theme, you know. So we've got a lot of rocking chairs. And we use the rocking theme a lot, you know, come rock on the porch. And a lot of people like to get their pictures taken. And so we've just recently, in the last couple of years, done a major remodel. The time was right. It needed a refresh.
Yeah.
But along with that, we never had, Aunt Pity Pat never had a porch. I mean, she had an indoor porch.
Right.
Wow. And if you've seen the pictures or if you've been there, it's like a New Orleans style indoor porch. Okay. And it's cool. But, you know, that street that we're on, it's called Andrew Young now, and there's thousands and thousands of people that are walking to the Georgia World Congress Center or to the Dome or Centennial Park.
And now
Park,
the College Football Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame and all the great attractions. And, you know, you would walk by, we're a block off Peachtree, you would walk by Pity Pat's, and it was a big wall that had this name on it, and nobody, you know, knew what was inside.
You got to have a porch to make it inviting, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we built this outdoor porch, and we had to reconstruct the inside because we couldn't go out on the street, but it's an outdoor porch, and our business is, I mean, we're up like 50%, and I think some of it's got to do with just having the outdoor presence.
So back to the Rockathon. This is an actual event. Tell us about the event tickets and who it benefits.
We had the good fortune, this is an unabashed plug here, to
go for it,
to hire a PR firm called the Reynolds Group.
Yeah, I know those folks,
And they're the best in town.
They happen to be in the studio. What's the odds?
Really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a coincidence.
They'll be in the pictures later, yeah.
What a coincidence.
Right.
But we just thought that this would be an opportunity to get some exposure and publicity and all. And so we brought them on board about 6 months ago, and we were brainstorming on just a lot of ideas on how do we take advantage of this renovation and tell people about it and all that.
Sure.
And they came up with this idea of a Rockathon. Why don't we do a Rockathon?
I'm telling you, those people at Reynolds are geniuses.
They're something, aren't they? I mean, they're so creative. And it's a clever idea. You know, it's the old musical chairs. Everybody's played musical chairs when the music plays and you go around.
Is it going to be alcohol involved and musical chairs
lots
and rocking?
Lots of alcohol involved.
This could be fun.
Lots of alcohol involved. And you know, there's six chairs set up and there's seven people and you go around and around and the last person's not going to get a chair and they're out and you just keep going. So you have one person left and then that one person left is the winner. And so we're going to do... Tomorrow, it's going to be a Rockathon tournament sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
But instead of using musical chairs, we're using musical rockers.
Sure.
And we partnered. We have a lot of rockers, but I only own two Brumby rockers. And a Brumby it's the oldest product made in Georgia. It's made up in Marietta, Georgia.
Really?
And they're beautiful rocking chairs. They're very expensive. They're $1,000 each.
Dang, these are like the not even Mercedes Benz. These are like the Bentleys of rocking
this
chairs.
This is the Lamborghini.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I've heard of them, but I didn't know they're right here in Marietta.
Well, they're based in Marietta, and if you go to their website and you look them up, it's kind of been a tradition that, you know, a lot of people when they get married, they might get a Brumby rocker as a gift. Mm-hmm. If you have a grandchild, you know, you might give that to the mother, and she rocks with them. And
I got a folding chair, so I mean that kind of tells you the idea, right? Yeah.
President Carter, when he was president in the late 70s, he had five white Brumby rockers on the White House porch.
Oh, wow.
And there's some pictures you can see where he was very, you know, he'd have meetings out there in the Brumby rockers.
Right, yeah.
You know, so we're real proud of our Brumby rockers.
Oh, no doubt.
So
tell us, we need to get tickets. Where do we get tickets, and when is the event? Tomorrow?
It's tomorrow from 5 to 7, and you can get tickets on Scout Mob. You just go right to Scout Mob, and the tickets are $30 each, and it's a fundraiser for the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
That's what,
And so Bill Bowman. Bill Bowling's going to be
there.
Yeah,
he just retired. Okay, yeah, he was in the studio. He's been in the studio.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a good friend.
He's also spoke at the Buckhead Business Association.
Oh, there you go,
yep.
Yep. I'm sure he's been to Justin's, and I watched your reality show, and so he needs money from you. Yeah.
So anyway, so you buy a ticket and you come to Rockathon. You play musical rockers, and you get a couple of free drinks, and any proceeds go to the food bank. So it's going to be a fun event.
Okay. So we're going to jump over to Lori here in just a second. So. Tell us your hours of operation, and how do people find, is there an online? Pity Pat's being the oldest, do they have a website or a fax machine or what?
No, we're not real modern, but we do have a website, and it's real nice. We've got some great food pics on there. It's pitypatsrestaurant.com.
Okay.
And it's just a fun place, and I would love to have you all come visit with us.
You're right. There are a lot of P's. If you think about it, it's proof of the pudding. Pity Pat's Porch.
Right.
And pennies for pity.
Well, Lori's going to loan me a whole lot of money. Exactly, I'm looking for another business with peas in it.
Well, Okay.
Yeah.
I see a brainstorm. Let's lock the door. We're going to have this done before we leave. Yeah, between all these great genius minds here. Yeah.
We need some food, though.
I agree. Oh, yeah. I concur.
I'm sending lunch over tomorrow.
I appreciate it, because all we got is coffee here, and that's about it. Yeah. Or what's left over in the refrigerator, but that's could be hazardous material based on the expiration date. Yeah, so pleasure having you here on the show, Guy. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, and we used to say our anchor man, but you're an anchor woman today here. Thanks again for being patient, Lori. And back to the show. So I know we had you here for Franchise Business Radio, and with this being food and beverage, I thought, you know, that's a great fit for. So I'm going to give you a little, I'll give our listeners a little background about yourself, and then we'll jump into your questions as well. So you're a loan officer with 20 years experience. You must have started right out of grade school or what. But in restaurant financing, as we talked about, very specific niche industry, but a big player, obviously, in that sandbox. You help restaurants navigate the process of obtaining a bank loan. You understand the challenges the restaurants face on a day-to-day basis. Background gives you a unique ability to help them grow their business with the use of capital when traditional capital is not available. You've lived in Atlanta for more than 15 years, and a great understanding of the market and community and the needed restaurants that you support. Do you cook, or are you how's your cooking skills?
Oh, I do like to cook.
You do? Okay, yeah.
Yes, but I wanted to let Greg know. Yeah. Buckhead is near and dear to my heart. I moved here about 18 years ago and live by Chastain Park.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to both Justin's restaurants and Pity Pat's Porch. I think within the first couple weeks of coming to Atlanta, I had to go there. And the claim to fame in my mind, I had to have those watermelon rinds.
Yeah.
Pickled
watermelon.
I love those. And I was really excited. I was just there recently. They're open for lunch now. So that was, not open for lunch for a long time.
I forgot to mention your hours. What are your hours over there?
Yeah, as Lori said, we just opened for lunch because we have the outdoor porch now, and that's the first place people want to sit. So
how late? Till 2 a.m.? So the bar is closed? Yeah.
It depends on the week. It really does. I mean, we're open traditional dinner hours and lunch hours.
Sure.
But if it's crazy downtown with a football game,
if there's a big event,
we're there till who knows when.
Right.
Okay, so ARF Financial, tell us, for those folks that haven't heard about it, what's the company's backstory? 2001, right?
2001. So we've been around over 15 years. We do financing for restaurants. We have a very unique model. ARF actually works with small community banks. We put up the collateral in order to get them the bank loan. I'm very plugged in with the Georgia Restaurant Association here. I work with a lot of the groups in town, helping them get financing in addition or on top of or bridging their traditional financing.
And so you mentioned some of those. What type of financing or restaurants, when do they usually seek out? What's an example of when they might need, you know, financing for what type of applications?
I think it's an exciting time to be doing this in the Atlanta market. There's so much growth going on. I'm involved in projects going into the Krog Street Market, Pont City Market, the Avalon, and new places opening up all over the place. Real estate is in high demand
right now.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we're bridging, if they're waiting for tenant improvement money from their landlord, we give them money to get the build out going, then the landlord gives it back. We have the line of credit is very popular with the restaurant, so they can take what they need, and then we have early payoff options where they can pay us back early as soon as they get that money, and helps minimize the interest.
Because just as a novice, I imagine the restaurateurs here would probably agree, is that if you're looking to expand or you need some financing, you know, time is money. So you're losing revenue generated from that restaurant if you're waiting on the process to take place, right?
Yes, exactly. Every day, and you start getting into the holidays, people, you know, every day is thousands of dollars they're missing revenue.
And what are some examples? Can you tell some stories and maybe some folks that you've helped out? One of your claims to fame is kind of how you can fast track the process, right?
Yes. All of this, I'm sure the restaurant owners in the room know, it takes a long time typically to go to traditional bank, and it's a very arduous process. I do loans up to $1 million. We can turn around loans without collateral in about 10 days.
Oh, come on. Seriously? Wow.
So, and they could get this line of credit going.
Let me look at my calendar real quick. Yeah. Do you do for radio stations or no? Yeah. We want to add a second floor up here. Just don't tell the...
bought my house.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Just don't tell the guys on the seventh floor we're adding that another floor.
No, so I'm very, very popular, busy out there. It's just a matter of getting the word out because the restaurants, especially new ones, don't know ARF exists. We're very unique.
Right. But now, what are some challenges that they typically face in this process through traditional methods or, you know, what are pain points, I guess?
Well, pain points, you know, the documentation process for a traditional bank, getting all that together, some of those SBA, I mean, hundreds of forms and documents that they need to come up with. So ours is, like I said, typically very easy. We can get them a written approval in about 3 to 5 days, and they have the money in about 10 days.
And I know we had Steve Glenn in here, the vice president or CEO of the company, right?
Yes.
From Houston. But what's cool is I understand your business model is that you have presence in each of those local markets. A lot of times you call 800 number or you're calling Chicago or something, right?
Right. Yes. We have local people on the street in all of the major markets, New York City, Houston, Texas, L.A., and building relationship, very involved with the restaurant community. I am a big restaurant advocate. You know, I love food. I'm a foodie, so I'm out on the scene all the time.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you host just because you're the go-to person for the Georgia market, right?
Right.
And so you host a networking event. Tell us about that, right?
Yes, we're the Georgia Restaurant Professionals, primarily made up of Georgia Restaurant Association members. We've had our meeting at Yebo. We've had our meeting at Pity Pat's Porch. Okay. We go around to the new places out there. So it's every Friday. We meet at 12:30 somewhere around town.
For lunch. Nice. And what are you, in terms of products, offerings, you know, for folks listening, what are some a range of those options that y'all offer?
We have short-term financing, anywhere from three-month loans up to a year and a half, our line of credit, bridge loans, franchise loans. Those are the most popular products.
People love stories. I know it always kind of resonates with folks. Can you give me like a case study, an example? I know you can't mention by name, but like, you know, Joe's Bar and Grill, there probably is one, but just...
Yes, Joe's Bar and Grill just got a $600,000 loan from SBA. He still needed to come to ARF for about $200,000 because SBA only allowed him to use those funds for certain things and draw out for certain things. So he came to us. He needed memorabilia. They forgot to put the beer lines on the thing. Oh. So it's nice to have that. And also when it gets down to the wire, we're good money to have to be able to call up within, once we have the line of credit established, within 24 hours, I can get them money into their bank and, you know, get them open.
Yeah, so it's just that delay where you'll come in, and as a civilian, is it a fair analogy to say you're kind of like the Aflac of for restaurants, right, in terms of money, right? Because there's that supplemental that they might not forget about, as well as up to $1 million, which could be all the money they need.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And for a good return on investment, if they're going to be building a patio and you know they can use our money and it's going to increase their business, you know, double, that would be a good use of the money.
So like expansions, equipment.
Equipment, expansion. I do a lot of second, third, fourth locations, working capital, things like that. Really, people that are in the growth mode are my typical type of clients.
Nice. What else? Anything else we need to know about your business and goings on?
They can reach me at my cell phone is 678-618-5216. It's ARFFinancial.com, but also we have a very rich referral program. My networking group that we have, but also I work with a lot of other restaurateurs, CPAs, accountants, because we want to talk to those trusted advisors, and you know, just so they can offer this service to their client. And so we pay a very rich referral fee to them, 3%. And so I work with a lot of accountants and attorneys in town as well.
That's always appealing, right? So yes. If you're in there having a beer or whatever, and the folks mention, hey, you know, we need to expand things, we just don't have the resources, you're just looking for an introduction, right?
Right, just an introduction. And really, when times are good, that's the time to get the line of credit set up, I feel. When times are, you know, not doing so good, it's harder to get the money. So when the sales are good, that's a good time to get it set up and established.
Yeah.
And, Lori, do you only fund bricks and mortar projects, or would you fund like a marketing project, for example, or does it have to be attached to
no,
something
they can,
physical?
That's a good question.
Yeah, no, I do. I work with PR agencies.
Really?
Yes, we do. And we can fund PR. I mean, it can be, expensive. So that is a very good use of the money, especially new places just getting open. We work with restaurants that have only been open 30 days. So, you know, they need marketing. That's exactly one of the first things they need. So
yeah, that's kind of unusual, because typically loans are only attached to building.
Right.
No,
right.
That's why we put
that's
up the collateral.
Point.
So
yeah,
they can do whatever they want with it.
Nice.
It offers a lot more flexibility, too. I mean, as you said earlier, if you need it, you use it. If you don't, it's there.
Right. It's there. And also could open up more opportunities. You have this money. Oh, wow. An opportunity comes up, and you need, especially in this market, if something comes up, you have to act quickly, or else it's going to be, you know, leased to somebody else.
Yeah. That's good points. So we're just about out of time here. We just got about a minute or so. Maybe a quick just reverse roundtable here. If you want to mention again, either your contact information or maybe an event coming up, a book you might recommend. It's just kind of, you know, free form. Lori, mention your contact information again.
Lori Ford, 678-618-5216, ARF Financial. Thank you for having me, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure. Guy, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, just everything's new in Atlanta except us, so y'all come rock on the porch, and we'd love to see you. Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely, pleasure, yeah. Cowboy Mike?
A lot of stuff coming up. Just keep up at Cowboy Mike Hill Twitter thing.
Yeah, just
Facebook
Google.
Thing, and there's a lot coming up.
Okay, nice, yeah.
Yeah,
Justin?
If you've never had South African cuisine, come visit us at 10 Degrees South on Roswell Road in Buckhead, or Yebo at Phipps Plaza. And come end of August, beginning of September, come taste the best beef jerky you've ever had in your life at Pond City Market.
And Pond City, we know Phipps, whatever, right? But on Roswell Road, that's a long road. Any like kind of landmarks? Or
Yeah, we're in between Piedmont and Wyuka, so kind of about Chastain Square.
Right, yeah. All right, Mr. President.
Well Rich, once we get through this signature luncheon next week, we'll turn our attention to the Buckhead Theater and the A Taste of Buckhead, which is September the 24th.
Okay.
I'd like to invite Guy and Justin and Cowboy Mike to participate. We had last year close to 800 people at the Taste of Buckhead, and it's a really nice event that our organization
that's September when?
September the 24th at the Buckhead Theater.
And you're looking for exhibitors, sponsors, obviously restaurants
samples. There's no charge to set up a booth. You just have to be willing to provide food or drink.
I'd
take some of that South African wine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
but I know how to drink. But anyway, we'd love to have fine locations represented
if there's no charge to exhibit, I was going to say maybe I'll cook up some mean peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Come on.
Hey, man, I got on TV with a grilled cheese.
Yeah, that's real. Oh, there you go. Exactly.
We'll,
yeah,
we'll take your grilled cheese sandwiches.
So if grilled cheese make it on TV, maybe peanut butter. But maybe we'll do a broadcast from over there for media coverage.
That'd
for
be
you.
Perfect. Yep, that'd
All
be
right.
perfect.
So, pleasure having everybody in the studio, and on that event, Taste of Buckhead, there'd definitely be food, unlike food and beverage radio, where nobody brought any food. Anyway,
there you go.
All right, so, UPR people, Reynolds Group, make that happen next time, would you? Okay, yeah. All right, so thanks all for being here. We'll see you next time on Buckhead Business Radio X. Rich Casanova here, signing off. Till next time.